escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Rupp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
Came in hot.
You did come in
like
hot.
The weather.
Well, it is hot.
It's hot.
It's hot. It's crotch pot cooking hot.
Hot.
White hot. White hot.
My
I'm
car.
I'm black for some reason today.
Yeah, that's weird.
No, I was in mourning.
My car. Of whom? Of what?
The Mets.
Oh. Yeah. Officially.
You got swept by the Pirates.
Officially over?
Well, no, but it doesn't mean I can't be depressed. The amount of cursing.
It's over.
I got a buddy of mine that we text, but like, do you have a Royals like friend that you
yeah.
can yeah, right?
Yeah, but we don't really care anymore.
Oh no?
I mean, it's not a hot thread.
That's true.
It was in 2014
yeah,
and 2015.
Right? If you have a Buck, do you got a Giants guy?
Yeah, well, I do.
Yeah. So if you have a team that you follow, you should have one guy.
My brother and a former coworker who I'm tight with.
You should have someone that you fire back and forth. And, the amount of cursing that happened over the weekend, because, the Mets were on a slide and then they beat the Braves. And I believe the direct text to me was, we're back and now we get to feast on the Pirates. Yeah. Feast my ass. We didn't even get Paul Skeens and we got swept. And we didn't just get swept. We got bludgeoned.
Did they rest Paul Skeens for that series knowing they wouldn't need him?
Like, we're like, wait, we get three games with the Pirates and we don't get to see Paul Skeens. Well, that's 3-0. Wrong. Wrong. And then another player meeting? My God. So, yeah, there's
players only?
How many player meetings have you had?
Hey, don't worry about it, all right?
Is that where the players say, get out of here, coaches. We got to talk.
Get your butt out of here.
And they go in the locker room.
And then everything's very productive. And then,
how many have they had?
I believe we've had two now. Two. Mm,
those
two.
Are important.
You need to get the cob out of your ass.
Who leads those?
I don't know.
What Met?
I would assume Frankie.
Pete?
Yeah, I'm assuming you got the polar
Jeff
bear
McNeil.
And Frankie. Yeah, the flying squirrel. Yeah, I got some vets. Can any of those player meetings heal any of our pitching staff? Because they're all hurt. So, anyway.
Well, I don't think the Dodgers want to hear about that.
Hey.
They're all hurt, too.
Hey.
And they're still in first place.
Hey. Well, we're close to first place. We're hovering. It's there.
Look, I'm just saying, it's June. No one wants to hear you bitch about your baseball team in June. Unless it's my team.
Then you can bitch.
Well, yeah, they're terrible.
Anywho, bottom line is it's hot. It's scorching hot. For some reason, I wore black. And
96 degrees.
Is it 96?
That's what it says in my 2014 Subaru Outback.
Ooh, doggy. So you got to subtract a couple because, like, the temperature in an Outback, because it's such a kick-ass car,
I know.
It's raised a handful of degrees,
hey,
the hotness of the vehicle.
Do you want a hot Outback update?
You know I do.
I found Bluetooth audio in there today.
What?
Yeah.
The 2014 Subi has Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Did it blow your mind?
I was listening to Odyssey.
Right.
The app. My favorite midday show, Danny and Dusty, which doesn't really have Dusty on it, but it does.
Well, Dusty is replacing Dusty. But
when are they
going
to make a decision on that?
Who knows?
What is wrong with them?
I don't know. Dusty was filling in again today
for
Dusty.
Well, anyway, there's Bluetooth audio. I've been driving that for a month.
I had that in my 2017, but I didn't know how far back that went.
Dude, that
when did you find it? Did you not?
When I bought the car, I knew I had it.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. See, when I got this car, I just assumed it didn't have it.
Yeah.
It does.
Dude, it just gets better and better.
It has everything I need.
If you ever think that a 2014 gold Subaru Outback can't get any better, I bet another month from now you find out something else about it.
Yeah, it talks to me too.
You got like a kit car.
Yeah. Right. She says you have to press the little talk back button and then
sweet nothings.
You can name your phone. It's real fun. I had a lot of fun in there today. I just want you guys to know that.
Well, I'm glad.
What did you name your phone?
Well, my phone's name is El Rapo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Not to be confused with El Chapo.
Or Roppenheimer.
Yeah. I do like, well, you have the Rop name does lend itself to a lot of fun things.
Yeah, you can do some stuff with it.
I mean, my personal favorite is, and I told you this many times, every time I hear the song, I sing it one way and one way only. Rop, 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 I zig, rop, rop, rop. It's great. It's fantastic. My whole family sings it now. It's wonderful. But yeah, El Rapo.
Well, that doesn't really work when you're naming things, like on devices and stuff.
No, but
El Rapo works.
El Rapo works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Roppenheimer. Yeah, it's a solid.
Yeah, it's a little
effort.
Long. A little long.
Little long. I was, I got a buddy of mine named Brandon, and we were getting a rental car once. We were playing golf, and he connected his phone to the car, and his phone.
Oh, boy.
Big Bear.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, it was his wife had called him Big Bear. And Ooh. So when it connected to the car, it popped up and I was like, excuse me? And he's not a big man either. And I was like,
man.
Big Bear? And the look on his face, just he was like, oh, he's been outed. And of course now.
What does that mean? Wait.
None of us call him anything but Big Bear.
Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Does that mean what I think
his wife calls him the Big Bear.
Well, I know, but that's isn't that a term for... things?
It's possible.
In that realm?
He's never confirmed nor denied.
But he's not big.
No, he's not.
And hairy. Aren't you supposed to be big and hairy to be a bear?
No, he's half Chinese, in fact. So, yeah, he's not a big guy. And he's not like...
China!
He's not part of the Yongbong, sort of like 7-foot Chinese. No, he's a normal-sized guy. But he's Big Bear. And when that popped up, it was just... Every now and then, the universe gives you a little gift. And to see that beautiful name come up on the dashboard, I think it was like a Toyota Yaris or something that we had rented, like Big Bear. Like, what? He's like, my wife. I'm like, it's the greatest nickname of all time.
You know, here's one I hadn't thought of, Unskinny Rop.
That works too.
Unskinny Rop, Rop. Just blows me away.
It works on so many levels.
Yeah, then did you say Velociraptor?
Yeah, Velociraptor.
Oh my God, I love that one.
Or Heliraptor.
Yeah.
But Velociraptor's better.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
The Velociraptor.
A lot of material here to work with.
I mean, you could just be a fan of the Toronto Raptors.
That is true. And the other one that I use on a day-to-day basis is the Ropportunity. I mean, that has become part of my lexicon.
But that's more of a action.
Yeah, it's an action, yes.
It's a...
Like, when I went to the Solstice party down in Bend, I told everyone that they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, Solstice party. They're like, huh? I'm like, it's a Ropportunity. You should come.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, what? I'm like, just come.
Yeah.
It's a Ropportunity. You see where the evening goes.
Did you guys play big Ya Han Soon audio on Friday?
It is Yong Han Sen, and we sure did.
Yes, we did. We played the hell out.
Can I hear a little bit of it? I haven't.
Yeah, he actually answers some questions in English.
Yeah, yeah. Let me pull up a couple.
I just want to hear.
He's got an interpreter, but he doesn't want to use one, and his goal is to boot the interpreter soon.
Roptimus Prime?
Ooh.
Come on.
There
you guys are good.
It just works.
Ropping the Casbah?
Oh, Rop the Casbah. Yeah, that's good.
I kind of like
it. Oh, my God. That's
Rop the Casbah's great.
That's my new favorite.
Well, anytime I can put something into music, but I'm still feeling the Unskinny Rop. I'm going to listen to that on the way. Unskinny Rop, Rop.
I'll do that when I get really fat.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'm not that I'm skinny.
But the bloated days?
Yeah.
Your Elvis sequin bloated jumpsuit days?
Yeah. When I'm old and tired.
Yeah.
Everybody's wanting my ouster. I'm still coming in.
You're firing up.
Collecting a bloated paycheck, all fat, drunk.
Those are called the Francesa days.
We'll call that unskinny Rob.
Do we have a...
Yeah,
have...
I've got... Here is Young on his off-the-court interests.
Sometimes I sleep. All time sleep. And I like play PS5. I like eat.
Oh, I love this guy.
Yeah,
we do too.
So interesting.
He went from being like everyone, things. What in the hell, to all of a sudden he's the greatest thing to ever happen.
So
to
he eats, sleeps, and plays PS5.
Yes,
like every other 19-year-old on the planet.
And yep. now we love him for it because he's got a giggly laugh and he's attempting the language.
Cute.
Yeah.
Well, is he going to play in the summer league?
I would assume.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, he's here, and the plan is for him to be here. So, yeah. I mean, the Summer League is...
I didn't know if he had to go back.
I don't think
so. Because
Summer
League's coming up.
Yeah, Summer League. And I would assume, like, the second-year guys usually can choose whether or not they want to play, but I'm guessing that you'll get both Klingon and wow. Hansen in there. We'll get the Twin Towers.
When's the last time Summer League was must-see TV like that?
It's never... must-see TV. No. Please stop.
Well, hey, they sent us down there 1 year. Remember that? You and I got to go there because it was must-see TV to see Greg Oden play, and he played like one game.
Yeah, and then he had like a sinus infection or something, and he stopped. I think Danny goes down every year because he's a sycophant. But yeah, that's a whole other thing. I remember about Summer League, it was like 111 degrees, and I wanted to go home immediately.
Yeah, it's hot there.
Yeah, it's too hot. Vegas in...
You're almost forced to sit down at a blackjack table.
You have no choice.
Air conditioning and drink.
Do you think Vegas, the weather, is one big conspiracy? Ooh. They're like, you can't do anything outside.
Yeah.
Therefore, you have to go inside with ice cold air conditioning. And while you're in there, why not?
You wouldn't want to put a place like Vegas in a really nice weather place.
No. If it was 70, if you went to Vegas and it was 74 with a light breeze, you're going to be outside doing something.
Could this be why Dubai works?
That is a good point. Because as hot as you think Vegas is, the Middle East laughs at Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. There's just reaches a certain point where it's so hot, you can't do anything. You just have to be inside. And what do? They put everything inside that cost a gajillion dollars. And then you're like, well, or you could gamble. Because you can't even do anything inside. Because if you sit down at Vegas, you got like $30 cocktails, everything there, you have to take out a mortgage. So you're like, well, I don't want to just sit there and blow all my money, but you know what I could do? Blow my money by making money.
That's right.
It's the perfect setup.
Yeah.
By the way, the YouTube chat is now in. We have Rops of Jupiter, and we also have Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay. I love those.
We need someone that can sing to start putting some of these to... out in
the... I think that's what AI was made to be.
That is true.
Yeah, why are these not our opens?
We need these out into the universe.
Rop the Casbah. That's going to be the name Casbah. Of my next phone. Or I'm like going to go from El Rapo to Rop the Casbah.
Well, and think of the fantasy team. I mean, the Cleveland Steamers are established. Yeah. But yeah. If you ever played fantasy football...
Can it be my PS5 name or my PlayStation name?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I guarantee that
you'd name
not
your
taken.
Wi-Fi network that.
Yeah.
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 Instead of like Rop Home, it could just be Rop the Casbah.
Mine's pretty fly for a Wi-Fi.
There you go.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I mean, it is.
And it has been for how long?
That's since we set it up.
I used to have a neighbor when I lived in La Center in the neighborhoods, and his was always really, really vulgar, and I always enjoyed it. And he would change it, and it was just really, really offensive things.
Well, what do they do? It's an old bit now, and it's stupid, but the like surveillance van.
Yeah.
People put that.
Yeah.
Surveillance van 5, and then everybody's like, ooh. Is there a surveillance van in our neighborhood?
Yeah, FBI surveillance.
Because you could see other neighbors' Wi-Fi networks' names.
Yeah. Rop Lobster.
There you go.
The Rob Lobster.
When you get a little sunburn?
You get a little sunburn. You don't really get sunburn, though. You tan.
Tan.
Yeah.
Very tan. Yeah. Well, guys, let's party. We actually have a lot going on.
Rop it like it's hot.
It's the dog days of summer.
It is. Hence, we're getting the rop, bop, bop, rop.
Beat it up, I do.
Rop and roll all night.
God, they just keep coming. Hits. Boy,
they really, it works.
So it's just any word that has rock.
Yeah, you could just.
You just drop me in there.
Rock or drop. Like anything that ends in O-C-K or O-P-P. Yeah. So that opens
up
the entire world.
Do I have one of the most nicknameable names?
I think so.
Probably.
I mean, we've been here for like 5 minutes, yeah, and the amount of hits,
coming. We will just rop keep you. Coming.
And none of them are real stretches. Like, I thought I was onto something with the rop, but
they're all just right there.
It's just one of a thousand. I want to rop and roll all night.
It
just works.
It does work.
It does.
Makes me happy. All right, well, listen, yeah, I was about to say, you know, summer and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Summer and stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of gets to be where we D off a lot.
Yeah. You know. But
we have a lot of stuff going on, though.
Yeah. The era is over. The era has not become.
Yeah, the divorce.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. We hardly knew ye, DeAndre Ayton.
It might be the greatest memory. He will be known for something that will stand the test of time.
Good bit.
Here in Portland.
Oh, this is a great bit. I just thought of this now that you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Top five.
Awkward legacies or.
Well, yeah.
Or like, not remembered for their sport.
Yeah,
or,
top five Blazers you remember for something other than basketball.
Yeah. This is Yellow Hummer territory, which Yellow Hummer
and
might
that's
be,
number one.
That's number one.
But is that Rashid or Dan?
That's Stoudemire.
See, to me, Stoudemire, it's his house. Remember they went up to his attic or something and they found like 8 billion pounds of weed?
I remember him in the Yellow Hummer, but Ayton's
He and Rashid were both in the Yellow Hummer.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so. But yeah, it was Stoudemire's Yellow Hummer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, suddenly we have a lot to get to.
Keep on rocking in a rop world.
Well, wouldn't you be ropping?
Ropping in the free world. World.
Yeah. Even better.
Ropping in the free world. It's the name of my game.
Ooh, I like that. Ropping in a free world, that's one of the better
ones. That's
what
ones. I do.
Yeah.
It's a free country.
You are.
And I'm ropping it.
You are ropping.
All right, we'll start with DeAndre Ayton talk next on The Fan. Bam! Look, you knew it was almost over. You just didn't know how it would end.
No.
But the Blazers called 1-800-DIVORCE.
I didn't see this one coming.
And they divorced DeAndre Ayton by buying him out?
Yeah. I guess they saved about 10 milli. They agreed on a...
Because he was owed like 35 million?
35, and I think they bought him out for 25, and now he can go sign wherever, and he'll make up that 10 and what, and you know.
We'll get to our bit in a second.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking of top Trailblazers, whom I remember for things off the court more than on the court.
Yeah.
But quickly on the logistics of this.
The era unbecoming.
Yeah. Why could they not trade him? Like, the Lakers want him.
Yeah, so I guess the problem was, kind of reading through this, is salaries have to be 90% in order to trade. And it sounds like Hyken was reporting this, that the Blazers were not interested in taking on any new money. They already took on an extra 70-plus million in Drew Holiday. So because they have both centers, and you weren't getting anything good back for DeAndre Ayton.
You weren't?
No, it was an expiring deal. He's problematic. He's just... And at that money, no one's giving you anything for him because you're going to have to sign him to an extension if you want to keep him long term.
So when you get another expiring deal?
Well, therein lies the problem is, what expiring $35 million contract were you getting back for DeAndre Ayton? So there was interest in him, but nothing that would make sense unless the Blazers were willing to take on money. They didn't want to take on money, and I guess it was Ayton that approached the Blazers and said that he wanted to be in a winning situation. You know, they drafted his replacement the last 2 years. He knows he's not going to be here after this year. And Portland had tried to find a partner. No one was willing to play ball at that level of money. And so eventually Portland just said, hey, man, we'll just addition by subtraction, eat the money. He's not in the long-term plans, and you move on. And it just goes to show you now that once again, the Blazers have vastly overrated their trade pieces. You know, Anthony Simons brought back what? You know, Malcolm Brogdon brings back what? CJ brings back what? Norman Powell brings back what? I mean, I guess you got, out of the whole Damian Lillard thing, you got Kamara. So there's that. I mean, that's a great thing. And he was kind of like an add-on piece. But yeah, you know, there just isn't a big market for an expiring DeAndre Ayton, one that would make sense unless you were willing to take back a bad deal.
All right, well,
and they weren't willing to do that.
I'll take your word for it.
They're trying to clean up the books, and they've got some extensions.
Well, who messed up the books?
Well, the books aren't bad. It's just that if you took on Drew Holiday money, and if you were to take back If someone wants an Ayton for an expiring deal, you're going to have to take back a, let's say you have to take back another holiday contract where you're taking back two or three more years at $30 million. And you're going to have to extend Kamar. You're going to have to make a decision on Sharp. You're going to have to make a decision on Scoot. And I just don't think they for a team that can't seem to make up their mind what they're doing, but this is another example I would say of this is still a very young rebuilding team and the objective is to not win right now because Ayton's the best center you have.
Yeah, but then you just traded for Drew Holiday.
What the hell? I don't know, man. That's the weirdest part other than you think the more and more that the Drew Holiday thing, he's a stable pony and he's there to try to teach Sharp and Scoot how to be professionals. And I'm sure he's thrilled about being that. But he's Crash Davis for Nuke LaLouche. That's the only thing that makes sense because everything else they're doing seems to scream, you know, patient and years off. So I would assume too that Jeremy Grant is on his way out because he's in that same category.
Well, surely they can get something for him.
I would hope so.
Trade him.
Well, I'm assuming they will.
Yeah, but that's what you said. You would have said that on Friday about Ayton. And they didn't trade him.
I will say that this, again, it just is another example of shocking of how little value the Blazers' assets have had on the open market. And then, again, now when you look back at the Damian Lillard thing, you're like, God, that's what they got for Damian Lillard?
Or they're underselling them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's one of two things. Neither are good.
Yeah. Well, and someone's asking, like, why are we poo-pooing Drew Holiday?
I'm not poo-pooing
Drew Holiday, but
he's 35 years old.
He's 35 years old. He's coming off his worst season where he was injured. And you're bringing Drew Holiday in to, again, do what? Sit the guy that you have to make a decision on that you drafted number three overall? Dude, the Boston Celtics look at Drew Holiday and they're like, dude, this is not a guy that we're moving forward with. And that's a team that supposedly is obviously had won a championship, is having to realize at this point they're not winning a title in the next year or two. So to bring in Drew Holiday, you think Portland's winning a title? Drew Holiday makes no sense. None. Other than the only thing I can think of is he's just being brought in as a mentor. But now that Ayton's gone, I would assume that Jeremy Grant is the next to go. But dude, at this point, I don't know what to make of this roster. Weird crap's happening, but Ayton wasn't a long-term piece, and this clears some runway. I would hope that Robert Williams is the next to go, but you're not going to get anything from him either. So whatever, that guy can't stay healthy. But you know, you've cleared a center spot.
I think it's weird that we are suddenly now sort of you have multiple veterans like Ayton, Williams, Grant, who have value. They do, as basketball players. Yeah. I mean, he's not even 30, is he?
Oh, no, he's like 25, yeah. 26.
Exactly.
And he anchored a defense that went to the NBA Finals.
So you have Ayton, Williams, Grant, and all of a sudden we are now just, we have peeled everything away to the point of, well, you weren't going to get anything for him anyway.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird to me, because other teams do get something for these guys. Look, I'm not saying they're like blockbuster trades, but good grief, man.
They just paid him to go.
They have value. People want them. People have been sniffing around Robert Williams. Now, of course, his knees are a problem, but people were sniffing around Ayton. I don't know. They do not know what they're doing. And it's so freaking clear. It's just obvious.
I have concepts of a plan.
Going back even to
Know if they have concepts of a plan.
Going back to Olshay, it is...
at least he had a style and a way of going about things. It didn't work, but he had what is this?
But everything from, you can go back, from CJ to Dame to Ayton to Simons, they are masters of getting 50 cent on the dollar.
Yeah, or in this case,
you got nothing. If you'd have told me when they got Ayton in that deal, now again, to be fair, Kamara came in that trade, and Tomani Kamara is a guy that you would think, is long-term part of your future. I think he's one of the two best parts of your future along with Denny right now. So give him credit for that. But if you'd have told me that Ayton were to come here and like 2 years later, you were going to actively sit him multiple times and then just pay him to go away. It's a stunning fall. And it's the same thing with Anthony Simons. And it just, this is, unfortunately, has been, I think, a fairly repetitive thing where like you said, whether it's undervaluing on the part of the front office or overvaluing and by holding on to guys too long, we just don't get good return on investments here in Portland. And we have not for a long time.
Once again, a sign that you have a bad franchise. Hopefully they sell soon. Hopefully.
But this was, I guess, about they want clean books and they did not want to take on money. And because of that, Ayton was non-movable.
Not that a sale means the end all to be all.
No.
You know, it could be worse.
But it's a step in the right direction, I would think.
Well, it could be worse. It may not be. Yeah. It could be worse if you get a new owner who's cheaper, doesn't have the money.
The thing I like about the way these...
I'd rather roll the dice with that than this crap for another... I mean, how long before it sells? 2 years?
Oh, no. It'll be gone in... They said about 18 months, and that was a few months ago. So we're hoping...
Perfect.
We're hoping by the time next year rolls around, like the start of the season...
There's your hope.
Yes. That's the hope.
Not that it's... Again, it doesn't automatically mean... a better franchise, but that's your chance.
Well, what I like is you take someone, and this is kind of weird because they just won a title, but like Howard Schultz, and that whole situation with like Clay Bennett and everything, you know, Oklahoma City, Clay Bennett is not, I don't even think he's worth $1 billion outside of the Oklahoma City Thunder. He's worth a couple hundred million. And guys like that can't really buy teams anymore. The Blazers are going to sell for $4 billion plus. So when you're buying a team for $4 billion, I think we're kind of entering the realm. When's the last time a professional team was sold to a person or a group that wasn't like FU rich? I kind of think the days of the family run, you know, we kind of have to do this on a budget. The you know, in Cincinnati, the Browns and the Donald Sterlings and was it McCourt that owned the Dodgers? You know, for a little
Frank
bit,
McCourt,
you know, I kind of think those days are kind of gone because you have to put down so much effing money. It kind of leads you to a certain level of rich that I think the cheapo days, fingers crossed, are kind of behind you, especially if you're buying a small market team like Portland and you're willing to plunk down $4 billion for it. You're doing this for the love of the game. You're doing this because you got FU money.
Well, let's hope. All right, the top five Blazers that we know for something other than basketball. Does DeAndre Ayton make the list? That's next. Here's Buck.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
All right, coming up next, the Steelers offseason. I don't really know how to describe it. It continues.
Well, it's today. The definition of all in.
Yeah, they made a trade.
Yeah.
But first, I was thinking about what you said about DeAndre Ayton being known for not being able to get out of his house due to the ice.
It is the only thing that anyone will remember about him in Portland. And, you know, he was one of the catalysts. When they went on that run, what was it, like 11 wins in 13 games or whatever, that apparently changed the course of this franchise forever. DeAndre Ayton was playing like a top three center in the league. Like, that dude had a stretch where it was nice. And the only thing anyone will remember is... he lives in Vancouver, down on the waterfront, and it's like, it's too icy, and Portland didn't bother. They're like, we can't come get you, whatever. And he missed that game. That is all he will be known for.
Dirt and Sprague put up a poll on their Twitter today saying, will DeAndre Ayton be more remembered for not making it in the ice storm or any other moment of his Portland career? And it was, the people said 92%.
Well, yeah, it's,
that's
it.
I'll go a step further. That dude started and was the anchor of a team on defense that made an NBA Finals, the one they lost to in Milwaukee. DeAndre Ayton, his whole career, the number one thing he will be known for is that. That will, because that guy's not going to go on and do anything. He is what he is.
Is he just a bonehead?
Yeah, it was just, he doesn't care.
Him? Yeah, he's like kind of a goofy, yes. Like, yes. Yeah, just want to live my life.
Dude, whatever what did they call the stupid Kobe thing? The
Mamba mentality?
Mamba mentality, which I just don't
He's the
started.
Opposite?
Yeah, whatever the opposite of the Mamba mentality is, what's the gummy bear mentality? Like,
Magic Johnson.
He just does not give two S's. And when he does, he's really, really good. But good luck ever getting him to care.
I should have played in the NBA.
Well, you should have been 7 foot and really athletic. That's what you should have done.
Would that have gotten me into the NBA?
That would have gotten you into the NBA.
Well, that'd be good.
You don't even have to be athletic. You can just be 7 foot. You're going to get a crack.
Man, those guys. It's like a grift, some of those guys.
Yes.
You know?
And he's the guy, remember, he said, I'm a max player. I'll continue to be a max player, dominating. Like, he pretends that he wants to do it. But then when he actually gets there on a day-to-day, when he gets there on a day-to-day basis, and that's the thing, is we can all make fun of DeAndre Ayton. Dude, that guy... He's not bad, and he's a 20-10 guy.
But nobody likes him, and nobody wants him.
No, and yet someone will keep paying him... when his career is over, that guy will have made like $300 million, and we're going to call him a bum, and he'll be like, yeah, what a bum.
Exactly.
DeMarcus Cousins was kind of like... I mean, there's a lot of guys that were like this.
What do you think his career earnings are to date?
I don't know, 125, 130 mil.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. $137 million.
Yeah. And add another, so he's getting 25 from the Blazers. Someone will sign him to 15, so he'll make another 35 this year.
Pretty good.
And then someone will sign him to another, someone will give him a 3 or 4 year deal, making 28 to 30 million again, and he'll do it again.
So he's the guy that when practice time rolls around at like 10 a.m., he's like, oh, God, guys, I got to go. He's talking to all his bros on his PlayStation.
Yes.
So I got to go to practice.
Yes. That guy does not care.
All right. Well, good riddance to him.
And I would also like to point out, he doesn't care, and he's in the NBA. He still gives you a career. He's a 16-10 guy with putting the bare minimum effort.
Well, he's skilled.
Yes.
He's very skilled. But what percentage of the NBA has an attitude like DeAndre Ayton's?
A lot.
Because I feel like it's a big percentage.
A lot more than you think.
I don't know if it is a lot more than I think.
Not more than you think. A lot more than... Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of that league.
It's a lot of the league.
It's a problem.
Which is why you see guys that are extremely talented and they come into the league and they show flashes and they never get any better.
Guaranteed contracts.
Exactly. And we've said this a million times and I'll continue to say it. And people don't want to hear it, but it's not because I do think sometimes the NBA, it does get into some racial like kind of stereotypes and you know, like.
Yeah.
But the
it
truth,
can.
It's not a, it's a human thing. If I told you, whatever your job is, if you're a bus driver, if you're a lawyer, if you're whatever, whatever your job is.
What if I'm a sports talk radio host?
Perfect. And you, at least you're honest about it. Let's go to Buckley, who's a producer. And I tell Ryan Buckley, Buckley, you are so damn good at this producing thing.
Yeah.
You know what we're going to do for you?
I don't think you are.
You know what we're going to do for you, Ryan Buckley? We're going to give you generational money.
Okay.
We are going to give you $150 million. And it does not matter whether you show up. It doesn't matter if you do your job well or not.
I can keep being me or I don't have to. I could do whatever else I wanted.
What are the chances? I'm being dead serious that for the length of that time, you get better at your job.
Oh, not very high.
At best, people, I think, stagnate and maybe get a little worse. And I think that's the majority of people at best.
Yeah.
The vast majority.
I can see myself doing that. You get a little slippage out of me, but.
Wait till the first time I was like, hey, Buckley, can you go pull that audio?
No. Well, he already does that.
Exactly.
Whoa. When's the last time I refused to pull audio?
You don't want to pull audio.
I don't want to.
We have to ask you five times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Ask for the same clip five times and never use it.
It's just that no one in real life gets
it right
to
now,
do that,
bitch.
But the NBA does.
Yeah. Well, it's guaranteed. You're right. It's guaranteed contracts. It's brutal. Good riddance to Ayton. Whatever. He's a what? Yeah. The Blazers.
And by the way, Buck knows that by doing still the very bare minimum and probably being bad at his job, someone else more than likely will still give him another $80 million after he screws up the first one.
I see the Mamba mentality in Buck. I think that he would become a national radio producer with a grit and drive and determination unlike any other.
No, but the YouTube chat points out that the problem here is that you can be a guy in the NBA that doesn't really care and still make $200 million. That's why we're here.
Well, but you can also still... Well, yes, again, I don't know. I think it always goes back to guaranteed contracts. I think that is one of the worst things that has happened to the NBA.
It's killer.
When they guarantee everyone's money, there's no incentive to keep that money. Look at the NFL, dude.
Yeah.
Guys, I mean...
They play a lot harder.
They have to.
Yeah.
You're playing for your life.
Yep.
And the NBA, they don't have that. I think the problem is what I thought that YouTube commenter was going to say, which I think is a valid point, is you can kind of half-ass your way, like you said, to 16 and 14. In other words, you can actually be productive.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Whereas I feel like, I don't know, I mean, you tell me, you played in the NFL, sort of.
Definitely, sort of.
You know what those guys are like.
Yeah.
Can you half-ass it out there? You're gonna get hurt.
There is very few guys that can, and the ones that do are truly the
truly
special ones.
Yeah, amazing. Freakish people and physical specimens.
But 98% of that league,
it is a
nasty, like every
it
takes a certain the Mamba mentality, if you will, exists more in the NFL than probably anywhere else.
Those guys are warriors, but yes. Baseball and basketball. So I'll lump baseball into this.
Yeah.
Dude, you still have to hit, but I think there are probably guys who work about the level of DeAndre Ayton and still are able to get a nice batting average or whatever they get their contract based off of, and they make really good money, and they sit out in left field and pick daisies, and then go in and occasionally hit a home run, and you know they don't have that mama mentality. I think that's true in basketball and football, baseball. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how. The business structure of the league does not allow you to be like that in the NFL, but also just the nature of the sport doesn't allow you to be like that. The NBA, it's both. The nature of the sport allows for it, and the business structure of the league allows for it, and that's why guys like DeAndre Ayton are a dime a dozen in this league.
And the cultural aspect of it, too, growing up in the AAU world, dude, there's a lot... I think that's
they're pampered.
They are so pampered and they're taught that they're great and that only one thing matters. And I think it's why you're seeing more and more people like the international players because they come from a different environment.
There's also no, well, and that may be where you're going down the road of the international environment. There's no coach culture. There's no, hey, I'm the coach. No. You're going to do this.
Yeah.
Here's how I'm going to make you better with X, Y, and Z. Yeah. Players don't. For whatever reason, I guess that's maybe the AAU thing.
I don't know
what it is. Maybe it's just the guaranteed contracts. Yeah. They know they ain't getting fired.
But
there are so many guys in this league that do not play team ball.
No.
They do not care about they only care about what's best for them and how they should be used, not how this is why Oklahoma City, this is why that team that just won the championship is amazing, and I think they're awesome, is because they were built with guys who are the opposite of this. They all play roles. They all accept their roles. They all do what they're asked. They're about the team, and they play their ass off. That you just don't get that a lot in the NBA.
Well, you said it. You kind of alluded to it, but take, like, Ace Bailey, who... You know, maybe that guy turns out to be great.
Yeah. You're right. You can see that coming from a mile away.
I will bet you that 3 years from now, Ace Bailey is a 17-6 guy, yep. And it's the most meaningless 17-6 in the NBA because there's 1,000 of those
guys. He's like Rudy Gay.
And from the time that dude was 12 years old, that guy has not had to listen to anybody. And it just, everything is catered to him. It's not like he goes to Rutgers, right? He plays with another top 2 draft pick. They win 8 conference games. They don't make the tournament. Dude, that guy has never been about winning a day in his life. It is about getting to this point. And then he has the balls to come into the NBA and be like, eh, all right, I'm gonna choose where I want to go and kind of pout and moan. And his AAU coach, by the way, is his agent, who's never really been an agent before. But now he's giving him this advice. And it's just that, like, you can see it. You absolutely can see it.
Here's a text on the fan text line. NHL is basically fully guaranteed, but you rarely see this behavior.
It's a cultural thing.
And that is culture, right? Yep. That's exactly right. So it's not all guaranteed contracts. No. I'm just saying guaranteed contracts help along this mentality. Yeah. Whereas in the NHL, I feel I don't know much about the growing up a hockey player, but do you hear that is it's ingrained brutal. At a very young age. Yep. This is about the team. This is about the game, not about you.
And in the NHL, it's more like Major League Baseball. Unless you're a Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid, you don't go to the NHL. It's a minor league system. So, like, the Red Wings drafted a kid. I'm sure you watched it, but, you know, the NHL draft was last week.
I did watch it. I have my notes.
Ooh,
I have
a note coming up in Stockwatch as well.
Oh, no. Shoot. I have a notebook at home with all of my notes from the draft.
So, like, the Red Wings drafted the 12th pick, and they drafted a kid named Carter Bear. By the way, badass name. Carter Bear. And he played at Everett this last year, and dude's an absolute stud. When you're the 12th pick in the NBA or the 12th pick in the NFL, you play, right? Like, it isn't like, I mean, it's time to go. Dude, that kid's going to sit in the AHL for the Red Wings for probably 3 to 4 years before he ever sees the ice. And I think that's the other thing in hockey that changes it. In order to get to the NHL once you're drafted, unless you are a supremely talented guy, you got to fight your way through the AHL and the minor league crap before you even get on the ice. And if you get to the ice and after 3 years of that and you D off for the first year or two, thanks for coming, man. It'll chew you up and spit you out. Whereas it feels like in the NBA, you're kind of just grandfathered in. It's like, oh, here, and you can score a little bit and you can kind of work your way through. Like, I'm not trying to throw shade let's say, like, Anfernee Simons. Anfernee Simons is a fine player, and I'm not trying to say that he's a bad guy, but Anfernee Simons never really got better. He just was kind of a one-dimensional player, and he'll be able to play in the league like that forever. Like,
but guys get paid off of that.
They get paid off
of it. And he knows that.
Yeah.
And that's why he's like, wow, dude, I drop, what is he average, 22 a game or whatever?
If you can, I'll
get paid off of that.
If you can drop 17 a game and it really doesn't matter, you're going to get paid.
Yeah, and then
you play for the Wizards and no one will care and it's empty hollow points.
The double whammy is that the Blazers have to not only deal with, well, every team has to deal with that, but a team like the Blazers has to deal with a guy who is an animal and is a warrior and is a team player in Jrue Holiday. You get him over here.
Yep.
And now you look at him and you go, are we going to get full send Jrue Holiday?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to play with... on this team.
I think you're bringing him in to try to create that environment.
I mean, he's got that mentality, but
can he teach?
He's
it
coming
to
here
others?
Rolling his eyes.
Wasn't that kind of the Jeremy Grant role too? Like, yeah, he'd be able to teach this.
Although, like, he's kind of weird.
The whole getting the bag and sitting around and being average to a little bit below average at your job. Right?
Yeah, he does his own thing, but you're right. He's an interesting one. I don't think he is quite as
He's not mailing it in, but he's just kind of done his own thing, it feels like.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he's quite as outward about... I don't think it's quite known about him like it is with Ayton. Yeah. I think that's just like common knowledge with Ayton.
Yeah.
And there are guys that have really exposed themselves. Grant really hasn't.
No.
But I could totally see a scenario where that is his mentality, but he's just quiet. Like, you don't really...
No.
You don't know. If it's there, you don't really know it.
Yeah. But he missed a bunch of time too, and just kind of he's happy to go through the motions. And
I mean, hell, there's a guy by the name of Kawhi Leonard who's an MVP level player who's won a ring who may have this mentality.
He never plays.
He never plays.
Oh,
he didn't want to play.
He's like, eh.
Like, whatever. You pay me $30 million, you'd be lucky to have me.
Meanwhile, in the NHL, you take a puck to the face, you get 36 stitches, and you miss one shift. Right.
Well, we got sidetracked. Damn it. Coming up next, the top five. I have a list here, and see if you can add to it, but I've got the top five Blazers we know best for things off the court than on. We will get to that. We'll get to the Steelers trade, all coming up on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ayton gets a lot of crap. Obviously, I think he played, 95 games in the 2 years he was here. And, yeah, he makes a bunch of money. So, Jeremy Grant, since being here, Jeremy Grant makes 27, 29, make 32 this year, then 34, and then 36 on a player option and unrestricted free agent. So, we'll see if he sticks around. I would assume that Jeremy Grant would be a guy that was going to go. So if you go back to, you didn't even go back when he was in Detroit. This is Jeremy Grant's last 6 years. By the way, you need 65 games in order to be eligible for any postseason awards, right? Jeremy Grant has played at the age of 26 starting. He's played in 54, 47, 63, 54, 47. So
what's Ayton?
Let's look and see what old, 95 in 2 years here in Portland, but I'll look and see what that is. And I know some of those have been I wonder how many of those he could have played, cause that was the same thing with Ayton.
Well, that's a lot of NBA guys. That's another problem.
When you're tanking, I'm not certain how many of Ayton's games, remember he was missing games with a finger
contusion?
That's what
contusion? I'm saying. Like, this is not just a Blazers problem. It's a league-wide problem.
Yeah, so this is Ayton. So if you go back.
Resting players.
If you remember, it was a deep finger contusion.
Deep finger contusion. So
fake injuries.
Ayton's last year in Phoenix, he played 67, and then in Portland, he played 55, and he played 40.
What about? Okay.
So if we're going to give him crap. The last 2 years, he's played as many games as Jeremy Grant has.
Almost exactly the same.
But no one says anything about Jeremy Grant.
That is weird.
you know, because Jeremy Grant doesn't have that reputation. And look, Jeremy Grant's a better player, I think, than DeAndre Ayton. But, you know, for what we've gotten out of Jeremy Grant since being here, let's not act like Jeremy Grant has exactly been putting in a full day's work and cashing that check.
Jeremy Grant's tenure will go down as one of the strangest in Blazers history.
Yeah, it's just,
because it's like,
well, he came here.
He's a really good player. Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, he gets the award for the best player who had the least memorable career as a Blazer.
I remember when they re-signed him, and it was like, and then they got rid of Dame. Everyone was like, well, that's weird. Like, we all assumed that as soon as Dame left, Jeremy would go too.
You know, he reminds
me. But here we are a couple years later, and Grant's like, nah, I'm fine here. I'm going to sew some pants.
He reminds me of Gerald Wallace.
Yeah, I remember
that guy was really good. Yeah. But, I mean, what do you think of when you think of the Gerald Wallace Blazers era?
Yeah. Well, that you said that'll be Jeremy Grant.
It's the same thing.
Jeremy Grant has nice numbers, a nice player, and
now
just
we have failed to do it again.
Damn it! What were we trying to do?
Well, I want to give you my list of the top five Blazers.
Oh, yeah.
Who are known for something other than most known for something other than basketball. Here,
it's actually pretty neat.
Their reputation here is known for something other than on the court.
I think this is going to be a nice list.
And I've got five here with an honorable mention. I know you hate your honorable mentions, but it needs to be mentioned.
Let's do it. Let's mention.
And we'll see if you can add to this.
Honorably.
Honorably. Next on the fam.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.